Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Phone calls and also get to you with Richard Belzer coming up. If we give in to the bullies, they're going to take everything. The only chance is fighting back. Have you figured that out yet? That's why they're going after whistleblowers everywhere, because that can bring them down. Let's talk to Danny in Tennessee. You're on the air, Danny. Welcome.
Can you hear me okay, Alex?
Yes, Danny.
Hey, brother, man. Now, I was wanting to talk to you about what Billy Corgan had suggested to you, which you already have done it. But he was talking to you about that you needed to get in touch with people that had ancestors that had been able to survive for the past few thousand years, about like the Native Americans.
My ancestors have survived pretty darn good and founded countries in Texas and you name it. And I do agree. I want to get other, you know, groups and people on with their perspective, and that's the way to reach out. And that's what I'm trying to do with my message across the political spectrum. Yes, sir.
Yeah, some of my ancestors were from Scotland. They were Jacobites. I don't know if you know what that is.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, what I was going to say was, you had already done all this stuff with Russell Means. You had already had the documentaries that you had with Welcome to the Reservation and all that. You had done John Trudell on before. But what I was going to suggest to you was, Alex, was just like what you were saying right before a break, where it was like kind of like a spiritual. You were saying like spiritually, you know, it's like real heavy, you know, the radio show.
Yeah, I mean that's it. I can feel, not just see it manifesting, evil. Like rushing out and like possessing people almost. People are getting crazier, meaner, more backstabbing, more like delusional, where people make up whatever they want to believe. I mean, it's just, I mean, it freaks me out. I see it on the highways. I'm sure everybody I talk to is seeing it. Are you seeing that?
Definitely, Alex, definitely. But what I was going to say was, when you was talking to Billy, you was talking about like going up to that next mountaintop and how like you're kind of like screaming into the side of the mountain right now with like your broadcast. Like, you know, not a lot of people are awake and can understand and hear. But if you recall back to that first interview with Russell Means, and anyone that's listening right now, you can go to Alex Jones' YouTube channel and listen to this. He has a playlist with Russell Means. Alex, do you remember like how awesome that first interview was with Russell Means? Like how much y'all had in common?
No. How the whole left and right are controlled, how it's what Obama was going to do. It's like 4 years ago. Absolutely. People say Russell Means, he's the big anti, you know, whatever. He's a guy that really grew a lot of courage with the big sieges at Wounded Knee, the rest of it. He was demonized by the Native American groups because they were COINTELPRO and jealous of him, basically. And I mean, nobody's perfect, but I mean, I talked a lot with Russell Means on and off the air. We went to the Dakotas to interview him, and he was the real deal. And he's dead now, but his information lives on. And he grew a lot and became a constitutionalist and a libertarian and really transcended, kind of the fake lefticism. But that's why they tried to cover all that up and assassinate his name. And if they kill me, folks, that's the first thing they'll do is either try to assassinate my character first, then kill me, or imprison me, or kill me and then assassinate my character. Because, you know, money, you can get people to say anything you want. And it doesn't matter. Just remember, you're good. You know what's good. You know the truth. You are a good person. Stand up and fight tyranny. Don't let them trick you into infighting. And God has hit me, probably being convicted, because I've always, you know, taken the high road with stuff, but sometimes I get, you know, a little nasty, like with Glenn Beck and stuff and other things. I have just decided, and it totally been convicted. And for people that don't know, that, you know, that means like by God, not like convicted like of a crime, that I need to just absolutely turn it all loose and also redouble my efforts, but also just completely trust in God and transcend all of the narcissism, all of the ego, all of it, because we need to all realize how real all this is. I mean, this is so real, folks, and we're, as bad as things are, we're on the edge of just a cauldron of psychopaths and sociopaths and control freaks and weirdos that want to run rampant in society. We'll be right back with more calls and our guests. Stay with us.
Hello. Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy mix and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
Been in scores of different TV shows and movies, probably best known for Law and Order, Special Victims Unit, Richard Belzer. And I like getting him on because he's a funny guy. Plus, you know, who else shows up to the show with Christopher Walken before? It's like, here's Christopher Walken, and then he sits down right next to him off the chart. But Walken just wanted to talk about recipes, chicken recipes. And we're hearing his new book, which I think is one of the best JFK books out there. It just came out. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. But the reason I think it's important is I've told people if we make a JFK film, which I've been doing for 8 years with footage, you kind of get obsessed with it when you work on it and then never put out the final product. This is just so many things to cover, so much proof, you know, debunking the debunkers. It's ridiculous. But the biggest smoking gun is the hundreds of people murdered, tortured, killed, you name it, who were witnesses or were connected to the JFK assassination. That's the real proof. You see, it's like the gun control thing. You can hear the argument for background checks, the argument for mentally ill people. The problem is the government wants the guns to control us. They're buying billions of rounds of ammo. They're buying armored vehicles. That's the issue. You know, Dianne Feinstein laughs and says, yeah, of course I'm going to take the guns after we register them. You know, Mike Martinez in Austin, the city council says, yeah, we're going to register, then confiscate. You go out and talk to Californians on the street. We've got the video. It's up at InfoWars.com right now. They say, yeah, we need to arrest gun owners. I mean, it's just this demonization, like we killed the kids at Sandy Hook. My whole point is, if you have a military-industrial complex, the Second Amendment is the check and the balance on that. That's my point. And I get, you know, real liberals who are like anti-war. I get not wanting to kill things. I even used to be a big hunter. And I think if you butcher it and actually eat it, it's good. But I don't just like to kill things. But I also think it's more humane to go get a hamburger you just eat and then criticize somebody who actually goes out and butchers the cow themselves. They tried to shut down Discovery Channel shows where it shows like Amish and people, you know, that actually raise their own cattle and butcher them and everything. It's like, that's so mean. They killed the cow. Yeah, well, it's 10 times more humane than how they kill them at slaughterhouses. My point is that people say, oh, you're liberal. You're anti-GMO. No. All the major GMO crops that are cross species and grow their own pesticide absolutely kill the rodents it's fed to. And you look at what's happening to us. I'm pro-common sense. But I didn't get Melzer on about gun stuff because I know he's in the, you know, kind of the middle of the road on that. It's just all this stuff's happening up at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com right now. Californian signs petition to ban and confiscate firearms. I keep harping on that because people need to know they're going to take all the guns they have everywhere else. Let's be honest about it. Obama supporters sign petition to ban free speech. A new article out with video of that happening. Obama supporters sign petition to ban free speech. Illegal immigrant DUI killer ruled incompetent because his unique cultural background. Republicans support gun bill as senator warns of loopholes. U.S.-backed FAS rebels decapitate and grill victim. I'm not kidding. The U.N. always does that, too. Type in U.N. grilling children. You'll get the photos in newspapers. I'm not joking. Hacked photos show Colin Powell at Bohemian Grove. Big Sis coordinating gun confiscations. That's confirmed. She's the one ordering the persecution of the vets. I mean, like they're Jews in Nazi Germany, folks. When they go after a group, you know you're in danger. I'm going to get into all of that with Melzer, and I promise William and Ramon and Chad and Nick and Brendan, all of you are holding, but he can talk about any subject. We're going to talk JFK for the first 20 minutes or so. Hit List, an in-depth investigation into the mysterious deaths of witnesses to the JFK assassination, available at InfoWarsStore.com. It's just coming out. His last book on JFK became a New York Times bestseller. It isn't about even the money with this. I mean, obviously buying it from us funds our operation, but books are a very small part of it. It's about having a tool to wake people up. And again, this is my pet project. I didn't even tell Melzer this. I think, and I've told people privately and on air, that I believe the murders of the witnesses is the key. And, you know, a lot of JFK researchers also know that, but this book is extremely hard-hitting and extremely well-documented. It's my favorite type of read, with like factoid data pages every other page, neurotically showing what the globalists are doing, how they demonized people that spoke out, how they killed them, just neurotically documenting everything, the people that were killed, all of it. So they also assassinated people's character. They didn't just kill people physically. And so joining us to talk about Richard Melzer with David Wayne, Hit List, an in-depth investigation of the mysterious deaths of witnesses to the JFK assassination. He joins us now via video Skype. And good to have you back on with us, Richard.
Alex, it's great. I miss you. I haven't spoken to you in a long time. I must say that your programming, your documentaries, your news shows, those interviews have helped me in my research, and I greatly appreciate it. And I want you to always take care of yourself and stay safe, my friend, because we're, as you say, we're trading in some dangerous waters now, because a former FBI agent who I interviewed, I won't name him, but he said, I have no theories, I just have facts. And that's why I'm so proud of the last two books I did, because I used to be a journalist. I've written novels and, you know, I'm a comedian, I'm an actor, but I'm obsessed with the recent history of our country, at least since World War I, and what has happened. And I just want to read one quick thing, if I may, Alex. History will not absolve us if we do not, once and for all, reveal all that is known about the greatest, most tragic murder mystery in American history. After all, 90% of the American people believed that there was a conspiracy to assassinate John F. Kennedy. The other 10% worked for the government or the media. This book is dedicated to the 90%. May you forever question, hold accountable, and improve the great gift from our forebears, what historians have called our experiment in democracy. Let us all join in this quest to preserve the very soul of our nation. And I think, Alex, you are in this small brigade, I hope it's getting bigger, of just, I know you don't make anything up. It's the truth, you know, and that's why I don't write fiction anymore.
Well, Richard, it's great having you with us. And you know, when I talk about the fact that this is dangerous, it's still dangerous for JFK investigators. And yeah, it's dangerous for journalists that talk to whistleblowers. They're now arresting journalists, as you know, at record levels. Government people that report crimes are being arrested. This there's is
there's a documentary coming out, I think this week, Alex, about Obama and how he is going after whistleblowers in a really astounding way. And boy, has, this administration is really getting to, scary. You know, I remember the unicorns and the rainbows when he came in, and I'm glad that we, elected a mixed race person, but, he brought in all the bad bankers. You know, I wrote a piece in Huffington Post 6 years ago called "It's the Banks, Stupid." And I talked about reverse bank robbery. They're robbing us. We're not robbing them. You know, in the old days, Dillinger during the Depression would rob a bank. He was a hero. Now they rob us. And you're right to keep going back to the banks, Alex. And I want to tell you something that was pretty chilling today. I was listening to your show online, and someone was talking about you're getting into the banks, and all of a sudden, beep, 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 beep. This station is not available. Try again later. Now, you know, people call me paranoid, but and then for the last few days, my computer, the cursor is going to places by itself. And
Your computer's been hijacked.
Yeah, I'm hip. So, you know, that's why my friend Chris Walken, he doesn't have a computer. He doesn't have a phone. He's not on any Google map. And now I'm realizing how smart he is.
By the way, I'm seriously discussing with my wife getting computers completely out of the house. Well, you know, only coming into work to use them.
Yeah, that's a good idea. At the very least, tape the camera on your computer. Always keep that taped.
They used to call us conspiracy theorists 10 years ago about that. Now they just admit it. You're absolutely right. Why do you think the corruption is just getting so out of control, even compared to what it was? Or is it that we just know about the corruption now?
No, I think it's a sinking ship, and the rats are panicking. They have had mass mind control on us since they lied us into World War One and every war thereafter. Germany didn't lose World War II. They just changed their headquarters from Berlin to Washington. The Dulles brothers helped the Harrimans, the Bushes, Jack Kennedy's father, every rich family. When Teddy Roosevelt had all this antitrust stuff going on, all the most richest families in America all put their money in Germany in the 20s. In part causing our depression because they thought, hey, they're union crushing and they're, you can have monopolies. Then Hitler came in and they still supported Hitler, but then he got a little out of hand. So they had to really go in. But, we didn't declare war on Germany. He declared war on us. Hitler was standing in Paris in 1940. We still were not at war with them. It's very,
No, that's right. When Japan declared war on us, he had a treaty and he declared war on us.
Yeah, and that was really, it's chilling to think if he didn't, how far he would have gotten. Because General Motors was building trucks for him throughout the war. Standard Oil was helping him throughout the war.
No, that's why he's so arrogant, or was so arrogant, and that's what people don't know. In 1939, they had Time magazine saying what a great man he was. My grandfather, growing up in Dallas, they used to translate on the major Dallas stations Hitler's speeches like the president was speaking when
really?
He grew up. Oh, yeah. When he grew up in the mid-30s in Dallas, Hitler was like a celebrity.
That is astounding. Wow. I'm not surprised. I'm shocked, but I'm not surprised. No, Alan Dulles and his brother, John Foster Dulles, they started their careers at the Treaty of Versailles. When they chopped up Germany into 18 different places, and broke up, you know, regions that normally were together, just setting the stage for World War II. That treaty, I mean, I'm not a fan of the Nazis. None of us are.
Clearly. No, absolutely, but it shows there's a larger hand above it all playing us off against each other. Richard Belzer, stay there. I want to get into the book and some of the killings of witnesses. I mean, why are these people getting killed that were witnesses if there's nothing to cover up? I mean, it's amazing. We'll be right back with Richard Belzer. Get the book at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Devastating events like earthquakes, tornadoes, floods, hurricanes, or the threat of martial law have highlighted the need for Americans to prepare for emergencies. As a result, millions are stockpiling food, gold, and weapons. But how will these items help if you or one of your loved ones becomes ill? Supernatural Silver is the ultimate tool to prepare you for a medical emergency. Supernatural Silver is a natural antibiotic that is uniquely effective against bacteria, viruses, mold, and fungus, and is remarkable for wound care. Taken internally or used topically, it can help keep you safe from deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver has over 500 different uses and a long-term shelf life, making it the number one choice of preppers across the country. To find out how this amazing new technology can help you be prepared, go to supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PREPARED for 20% off your entire order and like us on Facebook.
This is from The Groove Tube, a movie that Richard Belzer starred in. I bet you recognize that music, Richard.
Bills, actually. That was my first film. That's very hip of your programmer there.
Again, you've got the new book out. I want to get into a bunch of world issues with you. Attack on Iran may trigger World War III. Iranian envoy is saying that's up at Infowars.com directly from Press TV, the official Iranian news agency. The word I'm getting from high-level sources is that now North Korea is the diversion for the strike on Iran. So things are heating up quickly. Let's get into the book, though, because you profile a bunch of the people that were murdered to cover up what they knew about JFK. Let's talk about Hit List, your new book.
Sure. We got it down to 50. There are some researchers that go as high as 300. But, you know, you have to account. Some people are just going to die that were involved in the murder. So we try to narrow it down. And as you know, I'm glad you like the style of our book, because we tell you what the official verdict is, and then we tell you the actual circumstances, then the inconsistencies. It's heavily footnoted.
You show photos, documents, admissions. You're not just saying this is your opinion. It's almost like a court case.
Yeah, this is in the history section, which I'm very proud of, as was my last book. It's not, you know, fiction or, you know, life to be taken lightly. The list has on it... Officer Tippett, Oswald, Ruby, Zangretti. There's even one on here who was thought to be involved but wasn't, so we straightened that out. That was Karen Kupcina. But if there's any particular one you want, some of them were, you know, people that predicted, you know, don't believe it if you hear I commit suicide. People, you know, had their right side of their head shot, you know, and the guns in their hand, they're left-handed. People die of karate chops, one-car accidents, electrocution.
Yeah, no, it's like Gary Webb saying, they're breaking in my house, they're threatening to kill me, my new book's coming out, I'll never commit suicide. He shoots himself twice in the head, and the police instantly say it's suicide.
I know. Gary Webb and Danny Casolaro, people that get really close, you know, it's frightening. But, you know, what's interesting is because of the Internet, 1984 goes both ways now. So they may be watching us, but we're certainly, you know, watching them too. So
you also cover what they did to Oswald, and he was CIA. I mean, right there, they executed him on TV to cover it up. I mean, boom.
That's mind control. You know, when you can explode the president's head in broad daylight and then shoot the guy who supposedly shot him on live television, that affects the collective unconscious of the entire nation. That was a message. And boy, did they send it. They got away with it. Yeah, Oswald, you know, it's interesting when Nixon, the reason Nixon was ousted was not what we've been told. Nixon threatened the CIA that he was going to have the FBI investigate the CIA about the Bay of Pigs thing, which Haldeman said is code for the Kennedy assassination. Because Hoover, you know, Oswald was working for Hoover.
Yeah, that's even come out on the tapes. He wanted to actually, he was a bad guy, but Nixon actually wanted to be president. And it's like, you know, the Bay of Pigs boys. You don't want to go there. That's Jack Kennedy.
Exactly.
And threatening him with that. And the establishment, really, buddy? Really?
Yeah. Well, JFK threatened him and they exploded his head. So Nixon should have known better.
Keep going.
JFK learned that the CIA had broken their charter and were getting into things like the Bay of Pigs and Vietnam, which weren't covert operations. We ran 2.6 million troops through Vietnam. That's not covert. So Kennedy knew that the generals and the CIA were just, you know, really out to get him.
That's right. Prior to the stage Gulf of Tonkin in 64, millions of people were rotated in as advisors. And how many tens of thousands died? But they're not counted to the official war tally.
That's right. They say 56,000 or something, but there were more than that because you don't count the years that we were going in and sabotaging and doing all that stuff. Plus the million plus, some people say 3 million women and children, Vietnamese non-combatants. Now, this is dark stuff. That war was clearly a money-making war. When Kennedy was saying he wanted peace in detente, these guys just said,
oh, yeah, they still have Vietnam War going if we stood for it, literally.
Oh, yeah, they made so much money there. And, you know, that was Eisenhower, Nixon. No one, it's like Truman. You know, everyone thought Dewey was going to win, and then Truman comes in. Truman didn't want the CIA. I hate Truman, by the way, because he dropped bombs unnecessarily on Japan. But he did do a couple of things that were pretty lucid. He didn't know that there were two CIAs. The Dulles brothers were running something out of the State Department, and the regular CIA was trying to, you know, really do their job. And when Truman found out about it, he was his hands were tied.
Absolutely. In fact, that's true. That's why I've always said the real CIA is in the State Department. And then Pachanik's like, no, Alex, no, it's not actually ML. We'll be right back with Richard Belzer. Stay with us. Riveting information.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The American population is now living longer, but with age comes related health difficulties. What if you could learn the secret of how to have a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol, healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels? You'd live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness. Heart and Body Extract may be your answer. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs that's 100% natural. The body has its own self-cleaning and detoxifying system, but after age 30, it's necessary to supplement this system. Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal health. With Heart and Body Extract, you can keep your heart healthy, your arteries clear, plus Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
It's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We'll take some of your phone calls here with Richard Belzer, but I want to get a little bit more into the book. Everybody really should read it. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com, or you can call toll-free 888-253-3139. And you may think you know a lot about JFK. This really shows you all the people they set up, they killed, they demonized. It's a very, very important book, Hit List. The new book just coming out by Richard Belzer with David Wayne. Now, expanding on all this, the head of the Italian Supreme Court, their chief justice, their CIA head, has also come out and said that the West, that NATO has a terror group that stages terror attacks, and that they've used right-wing, communist terror, Muslim terror as a pretext to take everybody's rights. And that, quote, the Bilderberg group is calling the shots and that he has proof. This is in the biggest, you know, Italian newspapers now. So my point is that no wonder the media is not supposed to report on Bilderberg over these years. That shows how important it is. Now that it's been forced out, Glenn Beck's like, Alex Jones shouldn't talk about Bilderberg. That's kooky. They don't run anything.
And I'm not still on the air?
Well, yeah, no. I mean, I'm not even here to bash Glenn Beck. He does some good work. But I want to unify everybody. My point is, he won't even talk about him and makes fun of people. That's because they're at the top of the pyramid. But, Richard, continuing, let's get into some of the most
important... Can I just say one quick thing, Alex?
Yeah.
The Muslim Brotherhood are Nazis. They're not neo-Nazis. Alan Dulles convinced the Saudis to take them in after World War II.
Sure.
Because the Arabs were pro-Nazi.
And the Grand Imam and all of it.
And they all went to Saudi Arabia, and guess what they did? They started the madrasas.
No. Our government, you're absolutely right. I love it when somebody knows history. This is all, there was a scandal 15 years ago. The Washington Post reported we were still paying hundreds of millions a year all over the Muslim world to pay for school books that said kill America.
To this day. But, you know, they're real Nazis. It's not like neo-Nazis. They're second-generation Nazis.
Well, no, I mean, it's Raiders of the Lost Ark. They create the next group of opposition. That's why they're putting the Muslim Brotherhood in everywhere, and that's Obama.
It's just a formula that they always use. Obama's just, presidents are part-time workers.
Exactly. That's why it takes off, was like 4 months out of the year now. Now, stopping right there, Richard, let's get into some more of the cases in the book.
Sure. I think, you know, number one in the book is Tippett, who's very mysterious. You know, we found out that he worked for an intelligence unit in Dallas. He wasn't supposed to be where he was. It's very fishy. Oswald did not shoot Tippett. The officer on the scene marked the shells at the scene. And, you know, then when he went to see the exhibits, there are different shells there. So, you know, it was a different gun. And Tippett was seen having breakfast with Oswald. He's a very fishy character. And we trace all his movements, which are very suspicious. He had no business being where he was. He was also seen with Ruby and Oswald. And a lot of people don't know that a lot of local police departments are infiltrated by military intelligence.
Oh, massively.
And number two is Oswald, who, you know, had an FBI number. He was getting $200 a month from the FBI. Hoover was so interested in Oswald that in 1959, he wrote a memo saying, someone's using Lee Harvey Oswald's ID while he's, overseas trying to buy trucks for Cubans. You know, like, it's just been there. Ruby Tested was a witness for Nixon in 1947.
You know, a lot of people say he was low level, but I think that's a cover. If you look at what he really did, it's almost like he was a operational commander who, and then of course that's who they burned to get rid to burn the whole thing down. They do that a lot.
Yeah, that's a good point. They paint a picture of Oswald as a lone nut and kind of inarticulate. There are at least two Oswalds. That goes without saying. But,
and Oswald was recruited as a child or as a teenager. I mean, this guy was...
Some theories about that. Well, yeah, he was a fake defector. When he was a young, you know, they sent like 18 or 19 Marines and Army over to Russia to pretend they were defecting. Russia knew about each and every one of them virtually.
Sure, but his recruitment even into the military, if you go back and look at it, had all these connections as well. I mean,
I'm not surprised. But Hoover, that's why Nixon went to Hoover, because he could blackmail the CIA. But the CIA was also using Oswald. So it got really, really sticky and messy for both agencies. And Oswald was supposed to be taken out in the movie theater, and he wasn't. So they had to get Ruby, well, you know, that story.
Well, McVeigh got mad about them wanting him to blow up the Oklahoma City building, and he said no kids, you know, no women, no kids, like Tony Montana. Right. He was Special Forces, and it's the same deal, so they set him up. I mean,
right. And Ruby is, you know, just the dirtiest. He was an informant in 1947 for Nixon for a crime commission. He ran drugs and guns through Cuba. He put in a ton of money just before he went. Not a ton, but, you know, like 17 or 18 grand or something. You know, the timing of it was impeccable. He knew he was going to be murdered. He said, and then they gave him this fast-acting cancer. The CIA, as you know, Alex, can kill us in so many ways. So that's why you have to be really, really careful. I mean, they could walk by you and just spray some aerosol and it's over. So, you know, they have a gun that shoots bullets that are made out of ice that look like a period so small that goes in and kills you and, you know, melts. And, you know, unless you're a genius forensics guy, you don't see that tiny, tiny hole. Anyway, you know, Tippett.
Speaking of Tippett, to use a pun, the tip-off they've killed somebody is when they immediately say no foul play, immediately say it's suicide, or Breitbart's not even cold, and they're saying, oh, no, heart attack, 45 minutes after he's put into the hospital. I mean, it's that's when you really know is when they immediately come out with the official story. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly right. That's really fishy when, you know, I mean, they got Oswald, what, 17 minutes later and had descriptions of him in New Zealand, like, you know, he wasn't on the watch list. He was, but they didn't tell Dallas police. You know, it's very interesting because people don't understand. There are elements within the Dallas police that had no knowledge of anything. There are elements that did, elements within the CIA. And, you know, and like Grant Stockwell, you know, big former ambassador to Ireland, fell or was pushed from his office window on the 13th floor of the DuPont building in Midtown Manhattan, Miami. And I called a suicide. But, you know, it's in like two reporters. This is a good one. I don't mean that in a light way. But Jim Koeth and Bill Hunter were two reporters who were in a room where it was openly discussed prior to the murder of Kennedy about killing Kennedy at this Cuban woman's house. They happened to be there. Okay, Koeth, victim, surprised a burglar, and burglar killed him. Hunter, accidental shooting by a police officer. So those are two reporters that they just took out because they heard foreknowledge. One of the saddest, I think, is Dorothy Kilgallen, who, you know, people know from What's My Line, but she was a tough old broad in a true respectful, non-chauvinist sense. And was a really good reporter, and she was the only person that got in to talk to Ruby by herself. There were reporters that some people say, "Oh, a lot of reporters were there." No, she got in a room with them alone. She told her agent, her best friend, and two other people. She has all this explosive information. She's going to blow the lid off the Kennedy case, and word got out. So Hoover started demonizing her, and she said the FBI would be. Have their time better spent, you know, investigating who killed our president than, you know, harassing me, you know. And so anyway, she...
Yeah, that's the demonization I was talking about. Keep going.
Exactly. And she dies in bed with all her makeup on, you know, her eyelashes, in a book on her that she already read. Her reading glasses were nowhere in sight. They said she, you know, OD'd on barbiturates. There were three different kinds of barbiturates in her. She didn't, you know, they said she, you know, she committed suicide or accidentally ingested barbiturates. They murdered her. Her best friend, who she gave, you know, who knew all about it, she died like a day or two later. You know, it's like David Ferry and that doctor he was working with. They were whacked within 48 hours because Ferry was.
And by the way, everybody that serves the New World Order should understand this. They always end up getting rid of the people that do the dirty work. You're fools.
You're absolutely right. And virtually everyone, populace obviously included, is expendable to these people.
Except E. Howard Hunt, and they probably wish they had killed him now.
Well, you know, it's the irony of that. I'm sure you've had St. John on, right?
Yes.
His son, who he confessed to, and then he rallied and didn't die. He literally made a deathbed confession, and then he somehow lived a little longer, and then he had to recant.
Well, that guy was tough. His whole story, most of it's classified, but what we know, really wild guy. I mean, a sniper in World War II, the whole nine yards.
PsyOps guy, really dark. You know, he had his ears operated on because, you know, ears are an identifying.
He got picked up at the railway station. Tell folks about that.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a guy who looks remarkable, the so-called tramps for tramps, had new shoes on and were clean shaven and were strolling casually.
St. John Hunt remembers seeing that when he was a kid, hanging up in a phone booth when it came out, and thinking, seeing, oh, Dad, he didn't even read that it was like, here's the tramps, it was a JFK seminar or something.
That's right.
It was a flyer. He goes, oh, Dad. He immediately saw his dad. Yeah.
That's right. So, as you know, Spotlight Magazine wrote that Hunt was involved in the Kennedy murder. He sued them. They went to court. The magazine won. The jury believed that Hunt was involved in a conspiracy by the government to assassinate the president. That's a jury trial, you know. But he had his ears operated on so that by the time of the trial, so that, you know, he could maybe disguise his appearance. That was pretty, you know, lame, actually.
And again, this is important because they just go, ah, oh, the crazy people that think Kennedy, you know, was killed by more than one shooter. Aha.
And how many years have you been saying there's a new world order, like 17 years, you know, now people thought you were crazy. And I've been railing about Kennedy since, you know, the 70s, and people roll their eyes at me. But now, you know,
90% in the average poll, as you source in your book, know that it was a conspiracy. So this is a victory for the truth. Even what do you think of Tom Hanks and all these people trying to resuscitate Humpty Dumpty?
I'm going to tell you a story about this. I was at my friend Martin Short's house a couple of years ago, not to drop names. Every year he has a Christmas party, and every major celebrity is there. You know, it's a fun thing, and then Paul Schaefer or someone will go over to the piano and we'll sing, and it's private. It's really cool, and Tom was there. This is about, I think, two or three New Year's ago. And I knew that he was going to, I read he's doing a 10-part series for HBO about the Kennedy assassination. And then I read, he said, oh, the conspiracy theorists are going to be upset with me. So I went over to him at this party. And I don't usually do this, Alex, but I know Tom, and I like Tom. I said, Tom, as a friend, I'm telling you, do not do this documentary. He said, well, I'm basing it on Vincent Bugliosi's book. I said, Tom, that was a prosecutor who had, who did a steroid version of the Warren Commission. It's all false scholarship, and the narrative is going to be an embarrassment, and that money would be much more well spent on other things, you know, like the vets or kids or, you know what I mean? Like millions of dollars to do 10 hours. Oswald did it. I just felt, you know, I'm paraphrasing, but that's essentially what I said to him. And then I explained to him why it was physically impossible for Oswald to even have fired a shot. You know, he was having lunch on the first floor. He went to the second floor. I mean, I don't want to get into the minutia, but I really wanted Tom not to do this, not to embarrass himself, not to misinform the public, because he's a beloved guy. So time passes. I bump into him at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame dinner backstage. He's got two security guys with him. And I just went over to say hello, and he sees me, and this is the first time since the New Year's Eve party, and he comes over, and we embrace, and he goes, hey, Bells, don't worry, I'm on the case, and he scurries off, which he has never done to me. We always talk and joke, and, you know, and just so, because he thought I was going to ask him what's happening with the Kennedy thing. So, I mean, I love Tom, but he's doing a movie. He's learned part of his lesson. He's not doing a 10-hour documentary anymore. He's doing a feature film about that day in Dallas and how it affected people. But it's gonna reinforce this this myth that.
But the myth is showing. I mean, if half the public thought the government killed Kennedy, it might work. He's really gonna hurt himself with this.
Absolutely, especially now because Alex, it's the 50th anniversary. There's dozens and dozens of books, and I so appreciate you talking about my book because we really try to, you know, get through.
No, I agree with your strategy. I mean, the killing of all these people is just ridiculous. I mean, they're covering it up. That's the evidence of the crime right there. Yeah. Like if a cop pulls up and sees you look at them paranoidly running your house, that becomes almost probable cause. Well, when you got piles of dead bodies and evidence of, like, someone shoving something in their pants, I mean, this is very suspicious.
Yeah, it's terrifying, but you know what?
A reasonable suspicion is the word. Go ahead.
Yeah, but, you know, Thomas Jefferson and Adams, they were talking about if the electorate, if the people are not informed, then the country doesn't have any reason to.
They said the great object is that the whole of the electorate be informed and educated about the way the world works, to paraphrase it, and then tyranny will vanish like phantoms at dawn.
Exactly right. And, you know, It's amazing that over 200 years ago, these guys predicted what could happen because, you know, they designed it where the country's a pyramid, but it's inverted. In other words, the people are at the top and the elected officials are at the bottom because the people are supposed to. Now they flipped it. So the elite now that the, you know, the, and it gets fewer and fewer, which is really why I think we're making.
Oh, you've seen how they're killing all these oligarchs and taking the money of the billionaires. And I mean, they are just looting the hell out of each other. And then it turns out the billionaires that rob them aren't exempt. I mean, it's just good old fashioned mafia. And when good people give into corruption, it just invites more. I don't know.
That's right. A lot of good people, though, are seduced into something, thinking they're doing something, you know, for national security or, you know, but they're really fronting.
Oh, no. When I've been approached, you know, off record about big media jobs, they're like, Alex, globalism is real. We're lifting up the third world. And, yeah, there is a new world order. We've got to lead the world. And, Alex, the Federal Reserve cares. And how would you like to make $15 million, $20 million a year? How's that sound? You know, I mean, but that's how they come at you is you're going to be a good guy. But I'm sorry, I've looked at this tree's fruits, Richard. It is not putting out good fruit.
You know, you and I both were inspired by this book.
Not Dare Call a Conspiracy.
Yeah, I read that. Look at my copy. It cost a dollar. That's how old I am. No, that really blew my
mind. Hey, bro, let's take a couple segments of calls straight ahead. They're all over the map, but I promise I'm going to get to Brendan and Richard and Nick and David. The new book is out. It's hit list, and it's available at InfoWarsStore.com right now, and bookstores everywhere. Stay with us.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
All right, these will be all over the map. Some of them have been holding patiently since before Belzer joined us. You know, folks, I don't push something unless I believe in it. And I think you should get the book at InfoWarsStore.com, hit list. This is, because you think I'm sick of JFK, I'm not. A book like this, I went through this in two nights, reading it, and even learned some stuff I didn't know, went and looked up some facts. It's very scholarly with David Wayne, available at InfoWarsStore.com. When you buy books, videos, T-shirts, all that at the site, you fund our operation. Don't forget InfoWars Nightly News. You can get 11 memberships for $5.95 a month and give it to your friends and family. Big Nightly News. You know what? I've got to go even into more overdrive because we've got a big ammo shortage rationing report. A week in the making that David Knight finished. You know what? I'll premiere it on the Nightly News tonight and play it on the radio tomorrow. So I'll do that. That'll be tonight, 7 o'clock. Right now, let's talk to Brendan. I want to talk about guns, Mark Dyson, Bilderberg. Go ahead, Brendan. You're on the air.
No, that's all right. That's what I was calling in about. But it's an honor to talk to Richard. I actually am holding in my hands a...
Can you hear me, Alex?
Yeah, I'm sorry. They forgot to turn him up to the guest, or it's not turned up properly there. I guess what he said, it's an honor to talk to you, Richard. Go ahead, caller.
Yep, and actually, I'm holding in my hands a red Freedom T-shirt from InfoWars Store that was signed by comedian Bill Burr, who was in my restaurant last week, and it just made me think that it's an honor to talk to Richard, and I wish more people would come out and talk about the things that they know in their hearts and are watching. So I talked to Bill.
By the way, there are subtle ways they
put that a little more, please. Sorry.
No, it's all right. Yeah, no, he was a caller. People a lot of times call in and they talk about like small talk and stuff, and that's great. And I appreciate your support. Do you have a question for Richard Belzer?
How do you think we can turn on more people? I mean, maybe not Christopher Walken. How do you think we can reach out to more celebrities who are willing to talk about being awake and the things that are actually happening and not the mainstream media?
That's a great question, Brendan. Thank you so much, and God bless you. They're from Wisconsin.
Yeah, great question. Thanks, Brendan. Well, the problem is a lot of celebrities are terrified to take an extreme position unless it's like on the environment or something, and that's not a slam. Or, you know,
but if we have extreme tyranny, there's got to be an extreme response, as Barry Goldwater said.
Yes. And, you know, I think that your show is growing actually daily, I would imagine, and weekly. And your brilliant idea of having people get access to information, then turn on 50 other people. And you know, it's like with my books, you know, people tell other people. It's like, it really, you know, it really is we the people. I mean, somehow the elites have kind of demonized the common man, which would make Jefferson puke. He admired the common man, the hardworking man. I'm not being patronizing on this.
No, it's true.
It's not class warfare. It's, you know, who we are. This is an amazing, open-hearted, multi-ethnic country that was a great idea, and slowly but surely, the international banking cartel, you know, we didn't see it coming, but, you know, and until what, the 50s or 60s, we started waking up when they started killing everybody and getting away with it.
Well, that's the thing. You know, America's always had problems, but as it got more and more corrupt, then the worst guy in the room becomes the boss, and then somebody worse replaces that group, and pretty soon you've got a bunch of people that want tyranny just because it's fun to exercise the power.
Yeah, they're sociopaths, and you know, it's about the money, but it's also about this power and this delight. And this is, I'm talking in psychological terms. I have studied this very deeply.
Well, hold on. We got to go to break. We're going to come right back with Richard Belzer to talk about the delight on the other side. If your station doesn't carry it, audio streams and video at prisonplanet.tv, infowars.com. Get our free iPhone app.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.